ship destroyer, they boarded us and took the crew into custody. It was just awful. What's that, R2? Yes, I'll tell him how we escaped. Yes, I'm sure Master Luke can see the blaster burns. R2-D2 and I found an escape pod, and dodging the blasters, we got out of there. The pod landed right in the midst of a desert, and on Tatooine could be most anywhere. It is rather dry here, you know. It's been dreadful, just dreadful. You cannot imagine how dreadful it's been. Out of the frying pan into the fire, this desolate desert you call Tatooine. What did I miss? Oh yes, the Jawas. Yes, I quite agree, R2. They were most unpleasant. We quickly were captured and taken by Jawas, those mean little men with their bright yellow eyes. Thank goodness you bought us the very same day, and you rescued us both from those horrible guys.
Beep, 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 beep.
What are you saying? Not this nonsense again. Oh, sometimes I really don't know what to do with you, R2.
The heat and the dust have affected R2, and I cannot account for his current condition. He seems to believe he must find someone named Obi-Wan to fulfill some mysterious mission. I want to leave all of this horror behind. Stormtroopers, blasters, the desert, the Jawas, and now R2-D2 is out of his mind.
Who's that calling? Why, I don't know. It must be Luke's aunt and uncle. I believe they're telling Luke it's time for him to go to bed.
Continue this story tomorrow. Your aunt and your uncle are calling you now. Though we are still covered with burns from the blasters, don't worry about us, we'll manage somehow.
Good night, Master Luke.
Where are you going, R2? Don't you know that we've both belong to Master Luke from now on? Don't give me all of that nonsense about your mission to find Obi-Wan.
R2, come back here.
It's been dreadful, just dreadful. What in the world will our Master Luke say? I cannot imagine, so I will just turn myself off and hope all of this will go.